Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of February, recording at 8:43 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, an interesting day in here today. And in terms of stock markets, now you probably have had a chance to see the website, and I put up 23 charts, no less. Hope you find all this interesting. But the standoff really is between the stock market indices, which have continued to reconfirm on the upside, or at least the leading indices have done so. We haven't had the US indices break up out of their trading ranges. They're not going to do that yet today, but that upward dynamic on Australia, the surge upwards by New Zealand, the strength of Brazil recently, that's been one of the more important ones. Australia, along with Greece among the Euroland markets, has seen the best overall performance. I posted the Australian index. Greece one looks very, very similar. So reconfirming those overall upward trends. But what does concern me a great deal, and I don't think investors have been paying very much attention to it, although Wall Street certainly has noticed here today, is the deterioration that is taking place in global long-dated government bond markets. Now, I don't follow every single one of them, but I posted charts for a number of them, and Australia has been leading the move downwards in the futures prices for these 10-year government bonds. And the JGBs got hit again today, broke a little bit of prior lateral support. The U.S. bonds, well, I'm looking at the 30-year bond on my screen at the moment because that's one that I still have a short position in. And that's down 101, in other words, just over a point and 1/32nd. Now, at one stage, that's trading at 112.07 for the June contract, now 112.06. At one stage, it was down at 112 even, down 1.8 ticks. And that had the Dow down over 100 points. I think it was down around 106 points. Now, the Dow recouped as the bonds steadied a bit, but they've come off again. And currently, we're seeing the Dow down 52.76. Well, that's too much short term for you. The main point here to emphasize is that weak bond futures prices means that long dated yields are going up, and that's been the missing link in the interest rate cycle. As you know, I've talked about, and others have talked about, how short term interest rates have been moving up, and that's a negative for stock markets. But in the past, we've usually had long-dated interest rates moving up as well, and they hadn't been moving up, or at least they weren't moving up from June, say, through to early February, but they have been moving up recently. And if that continues, and judging from those charts, well, you can judge from those charts, but they look to me like this bond market is, that another sell-off in global bond prices is underway. And that will cause future problems for stock markets. There is always that possibility, as I've said, that you get some switching, particularly of speculative funds that may have been in bonds. They switch to equities in the short term, actually helping stock markets. But taking a little bit, or looking a little bit further out, the more those long-term interest rates move up, the more bearish that is for global stock markets. And as you know, there's plenty of else to worry about here in terms of the stock markets. So I will remain a self-confessed nervous Nelly here on stock markets, but I haven't sold anything here, and largely because my stuff's doing pretty well. I mean, India, that helped the J.P. Morgan Fleming India Fund to strengthen here again today, with the Indian stock market index touching a new high for this move overall. We also had Well, we've got steady Thailand, and yet that market had succumbed to some, or the, not the Thai market, but the Aberdeen New Thai Fund had succumbed to some profit taking. That discount in net asset value must be close to 9% right now, which makes it really quite attractive. But a number of investors perhaps also suspect that this is a late in the cycle move that we're seeing in stock markets. Could still be quite profitable if just as long as Wall Street doesn't break underneath that January low. Now, those January lows are very, very important, and for people who want to really monitor very, very closely, it would be nice not to see last week's lows taken out on some of the leading indices such as Australia and New Zealand. Be nice not to see the S&P break that support as well. Why do I seem to be rooting for the upside? Well, because I've got a number of long positions, quite a few long positions, and I suspect most of you have quite a few long positions. And if we get more time, then before this great, what I've described as great medium-term sort of technical bull move within Wall Street secular bear. If we have more time before it's packed up and carted, this bull's carted off to the abattoir, then that will be quite profitable in some of these emerging markets and a number of these resource positions that many of us are playing. On the other hand, if those long-dated yields continue to rise, if the oil price continues to push higher, and so on, the other warning signs that I've mentioned over and over and over again cause investors to take fright, we could see some of these markets that have been racing upwards come down quite rapidly indeed. But let's enjoy, since we can monitor on a daily basis, let's enjoy the rally that that is still intact, albeit long in the tooth. Now, as far as those bonds are concerned, naturally I'm pleased to see this weakness. I've got a rollover tomorrow on the JGBs. Looks like that'll be going out at about unchanged, although it's still sitting at a small loss in here at the moment, but that's really a very, very small loss. And looking at the US Treasury bond performance in here today, I remember I rolled those forward last week at a small loss. That must be just about, well, not quite even overall with today's additional decline in here. But it does look, as I say, as if I'm just review this because I know some of you track my positions and or shadow my positions and are also short. It does look as if we're going to see further weakness in these long-dated government bonds. Put it this way, it'll take a clear upward dynamic to check the slide, and certainly no evidence of that today. Now, in currencies, a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing here, sort of maybe a quiet day, but well, with a dollar, well, not that quiet. I was thinking euro dollar, that's virtually unchanged as I speak. It's been in a 50 tick range all day, so not a whole lot going on there, but the dollar's a little weaker against the steadier yen at 104.54. The good moves, or the biggest moves, were the Australian dollar. I've got that long against the US. Now that's 79.26 here. It has been as high as 79.46, but again, closing in on that. That's up 61 ticks, so that looks pretty good. And the New Zealand dollar, just to bring that up, which, well, that's currently up 50 ticks in here, 72.73. It's in testing last week's high in here today. I own that one as well. They look good. I'm partially protected. I've got about one third of my overall position protected with an in the money stop. And on any further upward break, I'll be very tempted to put in stops on the more recent acquisitions as well. Elsewhere, metals generally pretty steady in here in terms of the industrial metals. Let me cover those first. And yes, they are all up here today, but I notice copper seems to have closed down on the day, although that may be the expiring March contract. I'm just going to put up May copper. Hold on just a second. And because March copper is showing down 5 cents, and no, this the May contract is barely changed. So overall, these metal markets are really very firm in here. The LME copper, I hold that one. That closed at 32.35, up 38. Lead, remember, I got stopped out at a small profit on part of my position, but that's back up to, and then bought some of it back, and that's back up to 954 and a half on the close. That copper backwardation is very big. It looks like about $140 here. That's pretty good overall, and the tin backwardation has increased. It just shows a shortage in the markets. Didn't increase today, but it's about $90. It had increased late last week. Just shows that this shortage is real and continues in these metals. So it's not just hedge funds and types like me who are driving this up. I'm very, very happy to remain long in this volatile sector, what's often volatile, but one doesn't want to get overextended in any of these markets, and I'm certainly going to avoid that. Now, natural gas, where I've got a reasonable sized position, it's been sort of a quiet day in here, but it's currently down just 30 ticks, but 30 cents, but that has looks like it's consolidating those pretty strong gains that we saw last week. Very much weather related in terms of what's going on in the U.S., but it looks like that cold weather is going to last a little while longer. And that's pretty much it, folks. So let's enjoy this stock market rally while it lasts. We may have a little more time yet, but as of tomorrow, I guess more or less, we're at the 2-year anniversary for this very good technical bull run on Wall Street. Have a good evening.